Year in review. As we begin a new year, the NOTL Local is looking back at some stories published throughout 2024. This story was originally published on July 26, 2024. A Niagara-on-the-Lake woman is mobilizing residents to attend a rally at Town Hall Tuesday night, hoping to have the decision to allow a 129-room hotel at the former Parliament Oak School site revisited. Councillors voted in favor of recommendations to allow the development on King Street to move forward and approved it June 25. The minutes from that meeting are on Tuesday night's agenda, and Karen Taylor-Jones is hoping that hundreds of people come out Tuesday to protest outside Town Hall. She also believes it's possible that at least one councillor can be swayed to revisit the 5-4 votes that approved the development. "All we need is one," she told the Local. It's her opinion that the hotel, which includes several other amenities such as a spa, doesn't suit the area. "It's ludicrous to put a 4-story hotel in the middle of a residential neighborhood." Council approved official plan and zoning bylaw amendments to permit the development, after 9 people came forward in June to deliver delegations in opposition of the plans. "It's like they're turning a blind eye to everybody," Taylor-Jones said, adding that Niagara Regional Police have been notified of the planned protest, for the safety of the public. In an email, Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa said he's not concerned about business being disrupted at Tuesday's meeting. "I would expect all participants to act respectfully," he said. As for council revisiting that particular decision, the time for that expired with the Ontario Planning Act timelines for appeals, he explained. "If any organizer of the scheduled demonstration had contacted me, they would have been informed of that fact." On Wednesday, the town issued a statement saying that council and staff acknowledge the substantial planning applications and projects currently under review and recently approved. "We are aware of and appreciate the community's engagement and interest in these developments," the statement said. It also addresses a few specific projects, one of them the Parliament Oak Hotel development. "Following a detailed review of the technical studies and planning policies, including consideration for all input provided, staff recommended approval of the official plan and zoning bylaw amendment applications," said the town news release. Council supported staff's assessment and approved the application. Notice of the decision was circulated, and when the appeal period ended on July 17, no appeals had been received. "We remain committed to transparency and open communication with our residents as we navigate these important projects and applications," the statement said. The hotel, restaurant and conference center have been proposed by local developer Benny Murata and Two Sisters Resorts. The official plan amendment changes the property from its open space and community facilities designation to general commercial use. There are also site-specific exemptions related to permitted uses, the orientation and siting of the hotel, location of access driveways and loading areas, screening and landscaping, and the requirement for a cultural heritage impact assessment. The zoning bylaw amendment converts the property from institutional to general commercial, also with site-specific provisions related to the permitted uses, maximum area of the outdoor patio restaurant, lot frontage, lot area, lot coverage, landscaped open space, setbacks, building height, prohibition of amplified noise, parking and loading spaces, and encroachments. Tuesday's meeting starts at 6 p.m. and the rally is expected to begin at about 4:30 p.m.